Since opening 10 years ago, the Alaska Native Heritage Center has become well known as a primary visitor attraction. Less well known is that the center has also developed into one of Anchorage's most effective educational facilities. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
About 60 young Alaska Natives are working this summer at the Alaska Native Heritage Center. Ethan Pettigrew, Vice President of Cultural and Educational Services, says their presence counters a common misconception about the center.
We aren't a museum. Really, what we're about is transmitting culture, teaching culture to our youth, to our young people, and then secondarily to teach others about who we are as Native people.
A short walk from the main building to an Athabascan log cabin reveals that learning in action. Andrew Dementiff, whose family comes from Holy Cross, is explaining once common household items to a group of tourists.
This one, this is muskrat. They use this for their baby carriers.
Andrew is working at one of five outdoor sites, each one representing a particular Alaska Native group.
I've been working here for a couple weeks now. Very good experience. I've learned a lot, definitely a lot. Learned a lot about more about my culture. I came here to share my culture, and I came here with an open mind to learn more.
Pettigrew says immediate use of often newly gained knowledge is an underlying principle of the various year-round learning programs.
How we look at it here as a cultural center is we want our youth involved during winter time, and then again in the internship program we have here in the summer, we want them actively involved in learning aspects of their culture.
Inside the main building, opposite the Hall of Cultures, are work areas where young employees, like Emerson Thompson with family ties to St. Mary's and Mountain Village, are picking up hands-on skills.
Marge is just showing me how to do running stitch and some other stitches. After I learned this session of stitching, I move on to furs and make a coat and moccasins and mittens.
Marge is Marge Nakuk from St. Michael. And yes, the goal is for each student to make a full-size parka.
As you can see right over here, one of my students has made a wolverine and sea otter ruff for around her parka. And when you turn it over, you see all her wonderful hand stitching here. And this was her first one she made. Isn't that awesome?
In an adjacent work area, Helen Koenig of Sitka guides students making tanned hide pre-contact style tunics. Pettigrew says student enthusiasm is matched by the teachers. He describes a conversation with one of the traditional artists.
She said to me, "This is by far the very best experience I've had. It feels so enriching. I've never had a better experience as far as teaching traditional clothing making. Your young people are so into it, and they're just eating up all the information and the knowledge, and they're doing a fantastic job on their clothing."
Similarly, Andrew Dementiff eagerly anticipates future opportunities.
There's going to be an Athabascan dance group here starting here pretty soon. I'm going to try to get involved with that. I'm getting involved with NYO, Native Youth Olympics. I do the 1 foot high kick, 2 foot high kick, the Alaska high kick. I like the strength games better. That's from the Athabascan region.
What I'm laughing about, I chuckle about, is that they think they're out of school, but really they're not. They're in school. They're learning. They're being assessed. It's in a different format than typically traditional school systems do.
If the students don't consider their summer employment as educational, others have. Last year, the Alaska Native Heritage Center was one of 24 recipients of the President's National Coming Up Taller Award for Arts and Humanities Education. This is Len Anderson.